Connecting with idols can transform lives. Jin started her weight loss journey at 214 pounds with Ms. Jones's program. Despite being advised against it, Jin invited friends over for a mahjong night and opened up about their weight struggles. This simple act sparked a supportive community of 40 people who met regularly. Their bond and encouragement helped everyone achieve their weight goals and fostered lasting friendships. Inspired by Jean's approach, Albert and Felice Lippert joined forces with her to establish Weight Watchers International in 1963. Jean emerged as the face of the organization, showing how connecting with others can lead to success. Studies reveal that the emotions and behaviors of those around you can rub off on you, for better or worse. Imagine this. If your closest buddy struggles with weight, your own risk of gaining weight shoots up by 45%. But here's the kicker. Jin took a different approach. Instead of dwelling on bad habits, Jin built a crew focused on shedding pounds together. And guess what? They rocked it. By surrounding yourself with folks you admire, you boost your chances of picking up their awesome traits. Plus, when you connect with people you respect, you create a ripple effect of positivity in their lives. The community factor. Your community holds immense power over your life. They don't just influence your actions, but also play a crucial role in helping you achieve your goals. This is what we call the influence equation. Influence equals the combination of connection, trust, and a strong sense of community. Community for success. Creating a community isn't just about making friends, it's about making opportunities. By bringing people together, you're not only helping yourself, but also improving everyone's well-being. As a coordinator, you play a crucial role in making these connections happen. Look at John Levy, for example. When he was broke and had few connections, he started inviting people he admired to cook dinner together at his place. These dinners grew into a network of influencer dinners all around the world. And guess what? It changed his life. Now, John's paid off his debts, trained with Navy SEALs, advised on a popular TV show, and started a successful business. All of this happened because he built a community of influential people. Connecting with others is hardwired into our DNA. It's not just a nice to have, it's crucial for our health and happiness. Surprisingly, nearly half of Americans feel lonely, despite being digitally connected. Even those who seem to have it all, wealth, success, and looks, can feel this way. Strengthen your social bonds, spend time with friends and family, because social integration is key. That means having deep relationships and casual chats alike. It's not just about being physically present. It's about feeling connected. Lessons from Dr. Shipman's deception. Earning trust means proving yourself as competent, honest, and kind. Drive. Harold Shipman, a respected doctor in England, tragically betrayed this trust. Over decades, he took the lives of over 200 people, mostly elderly, by injecting them with lethal doses of morphine. How did he get away with it for so long? Dr. Shipman exploited the blind faith people often place in medical professionals. We tend to trust doctors without question, assuming their intentions are always good. When it comes to winning people's trust, being seen as competent, honest, and kind is key. But of all these qualities, kindness, showing genuine care and goodwill, stands out as the most crucial. Think about it. While folks might cut you some slack for well-meaning slip-ups, one-sided relationships gradually chip away at trust. And if someone catches wind of deceit or lies, trust crumbles faster than a sandcastle in a storm. Build trust quickly. If you want to gain someone's trust fast, you've got to act with genuine kindness and respect for the relationship. Make sure your intentions are pure and you're not just using them for your benefit. For instance, if you're in business, ask yourself if the other person might feel like you're trying to manipulate them. Another trick is to use what's called the halo effect. It's like piggybacking on someone else's trust. For example, if you're selling something, get your current customers to recommend you to their friends. That way, the new folks already trust you a bit before they even meet you, When you don't have an instant bond, try using the IKEA effect to create a connection. This means people tend to value things more when they've put effort into them. For example, struggling to assemble IKEA furniture can make it feel more special once it's done. Think about John's influencers dinners. Here, guests bond by cooking together in just an hour. This creates what's called vulnerability loops. These are moments when someone needs help and others step in. This act of giving and receiving support triggers the release of oxytocin, a chemical that makes us feel good and helps us bond. Even asking for help can strengthen connections. This is known as the Ben Franklin effect. By giving and receiving favors, relationships can grow stronger. Influence through diverse relationships. We tend to like things the more we're exposed to them. This is called the mere exposure effect. And guess what? You're most exposed to yourself. So naturally, you're drawn to people who share your interests. This goes against the idea that opposites attract. Ever felt drawn to people who seem like you? It's called implicit egotism, the tendency to like things that remind us of ourselves. This explains why we often stick to communities filled with folks who share our backgrounds and interests. But if you're aiming high, this can hold you back. To get noticed by influencers outside your usual crew, you've got to mix it up. Build diverse relationships to broaden your horizons and open doors to new opportunities. Give, innovate, curate, inspire. Influencers come in four types: global, industry, community, and personal. Who you target depends on your goal. For instance, if you want your child to attend a top-notch private school, aim for a community influencer. Getting in touch with global influencers like Jeff Bezos or Michelle Obama can feel like trying to crack a vault. They're surrounded by a fortress of trusted allies, assistants, and security guards. However, don't expect an easy ride. These inner circle members are VIPs themselves, bombarded with requests for status, time, expertise, access, and money. Let's call them steam requests. Here are four key qualities to keep in mind. 1. Amplify your generosity. Give more than expected. By offering opportunities for collaboration and connection, you create a sense of belonging that draws people in. 2. Novelty. New and different things spark curiosity in our brains. Take a cue from the popularity of TED Talks, where engaging speakers introduce fresh ideas in a way that's easy to grasp. 3. Curate exceptional content. Connect with influencers by curating a mix of top-notch thinkers and doers. Bring together movers, shakers, and idea generators they'll be eager to engage with. 4. Inspire awe. Aim for the extraordinary. Whether it's a breathtaking sunset, a starry sky, or a remarkable piece of art, triggering feelings of awe can leave a lasting impression on your audience. Influencers, whether in communities or personally, thrive when supported with specific strategies. By focusing on providing them with skills, opportunities, access, and resources, SOAR, their potential for success skyrockets. Consider the Red Bull Music Academy as a prime example. For over 2 decades, it has equipped more than 1,000 students with the tools they need to excel. These students not only gain essential skills, but also access to crucial opportunities and resources. Many graduates have achieved remarkable success, elevating the Red Bull brand to new heights through local, national, and global recognition. Starting a group opens big doors. Joining a group or creating one yourself can have huge benefits. Just look at how rugby coach Jack White led South Africa to victory in the 2007 Rugby World Cup. Despite a rough time in 2003, he turned things around by building a strong sense of community among his team. Feeling like you belong is super important for your health and happiness. Psychologists David McMillan and David Chavez came up with 4 things that make communities feel real. Inclusion. Being part of the community separates those who are in from those who are out. Influence. Members shape the community's views and actions, while the community also impacts its members. Meeting needs together. The community and its members work together to fulfill shared needs, benefiting everyone involved. Emotional connection. Group members bond over common interests, experiences, or journeys they share. Success stems from establishing your ultimate objective. Success in building a community starts with setting a clear goal and working backward to figure out how to achieve it. Instead of following the usual steps of discovery, engagement, and membership, start by focusing on what you want to achieve and who you want to achieve it with. Then, create a plan to engage the people you want in your community and make it easy for them to find you. Urban Stems, a flower delivery service, aims to make people feel special. In collaboration with John's team, they hosted a brunch event for Influencers Dinner alumni. Attendees, including actors, CEOs, journalists, and athletes, were greeted with tables adorned with flowers. A professional florist taught them how to arrange bouquets. Urban Stems then delivered these personalized creations to their loved ones. To heighten the emotional impact, participants received photos of their friends and family receiving the flowers. The event cleverly tapped into the IKEA effect by having guests assemble their bouquets. This not only empowered them, but also deepened their emotional connection to the gifts. The invitation, named Aesthetic Sensibility Brunch, piqued curiosity and led to the delightful surprise of the floral arrangements. Create an irresistible community. Communities come in all shapes and sizes, from social gatherings to cause-driven movements. One shining example is Creative Mornings, started by graphic designer Tina Roth Eisenberg. It began as a simple idea: bring together creatives over coffee and bagels. Fast forward, it's now a global phenomenon, spanning 216 cities and 67 countries, with 25,000 folks joining in monthly. What makes it so magnetic? Well, it hits three key marks. Being part of Creative Mornings opens doors. You get access to resources and chances you might not find elsewhere. Want to organize or help out? Go for it. By pitching in, you build trust with fellow members and the community as a whole. Creative Mornings isn't just about business. It's a social hub, a place where insider traditions and cool activities make everyone feel at home. Want to build a business community that people can't wait to join? Let's make it happen by using the influence equation. Just like Salesforce did with its online platform, we'll create a space where industry folks come together, share insights, and learn from each other. Lessons from the National MS Society. The National Multiple Sclerosis Society, NMSS, shows us how to create thriving communities with actionable steps. Instead of fancy events for a few big donors, NMSS focuses on involving thousands in events like readathons, walkathons, and group bike rides. Applying these principles to company culture is crucial. When connecting, building trust, and developing community are at the core, it transforms recruiting, onboarding, and development processes. Key points. 1. Building a supportive community can transform lives, as seen in Weight Watchers' origin story. 2. Trust is vital in relationships. Genuine kindness builds it, while deceit destroys it. 3. Connecting diverse relationships and offering support amplifies success. 4. Aim high by engaging with influencers through generosity, novelty, curation, and inspiration. 5. Success in community building starts with clear goals and inclusive engagement strategies. 6. Creating irresistible communities involves encouraging inclusion, influence, meeting needs, and emotional connections. 7. Mimic successful examples like Creative Mornings and the National MS Society for Thriving Community.